Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, giving you the best deal of the season. Actually, the best deal ever. Purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV.com. We will double its value. It's like getting your next RV rental for 50% off. Contact us today for more details. 1-800-519-8467. That offer ends December 31st, 2018. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkins. But this is Ask Greg. Your Penn State football and recruiting questions. We're focusing more on the recruiting with National Signing Day, that first National Signing Day on the horizon. So let's get into it there, Greg.
Let's do it.
By the way, segment also brought to you by tailgatewine.com. And along those lines, the best question as determined by Gregory Pickle will get a bottle of Tailgate Wine. So be sure to fire them off. If you download the Keystone Sports app, you can ask questions that way using the Ask Greg button. Why not fire off a question and see if you can win a bottle of wine? I got one in here.
Perfect.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
This is not me. This is John from Defiance, Ohio. He says, "Hi, Greg. Who do you think will be the most impactful players on each side of the ball next season from the 2018 class?" I suspect he means the actual 2018 class, and this was not a typo about recruiting. So he says, "Give me two names to watch for on offense and two on defense." So obviously you know that 2018 class was one of the best that Penn State has ever had.
Yeah.
You also know that there are a bunch of guys who have not yet made an impact who you know they will.
Yeah, I mean, to me, if we're talking two on defense, I think that Jason Owe and PJ Mustipher were the two that I would pick. And I know that they both saw time this season and that they were active during the number of games they could play without burning a year of eligibility. So those two guys have a big chance to make a step forward. Jason Owe, I think he's starting to learn a little bit about how to handle the college game. I think they're early in the year, you know, I think he's very hard on himself, and I think he expects perfection, which is what you want, but sometimes that can actually hurt your development if you don't do that, handle it the right way. So good guy to keep an eye on there, and PJ Mustipher as well. Then moving to the other side of the ball, I mean, I think that, you know, the best is yet to come for a guy like Ricky Slade, who obviously has shown some things as the season went on this year. You know, the other one on the defense, I'm just going to expand to three, and we keep hearing so many good things about Jesse Lucado. It would be a surprise if he doesn't make some noise at linebacker next year. If you're looking for under the radar guys on offense, I probably would go with right out of the gate is Daniel George, who I think showed us some nice things in limited action this year. He became part of the Penn State record book, obviously, with that 95-yard pitch and catch between he and Sean Clifford that stands as the longest play in program history. So him, and then I think Rasheed Walker can make some noise and maybe work into the tackle rotation next year as well.
And the beauty of this 18 class is that you've only mentioned a few of them, and I don't think Micah Parsons was really even eligible for this conversation because he's been so good so quickly. But if you just rattle down through the names, you know, Jason Elway, PJ Mustipher, just looking at the defensive side of the ball, Jesse Lucada, Nick Tarburton, in terms of body type, he's going to be ready sooner than later. Judge Culpepper and Aeneas Hawkins, the two defensive tackles we haven't seen much from, I think they're going to be ready to climb into that rotation next year. Their bodies are ready as well. It's the readiness in addition to the high upside is what has made this class really unique. And it's going to be a big part of what Penn State wants to do next season. And you look at, you know, how good the class is and how many good players there are on the cusp of contributing, and you still figure, this seems like forever ago, Nana Asidu and Jordan Miner both had to retire from football early before they ever saw a down at Penn State because of heart conditions.
Yeah, hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, I never thought we'd be in this position at this point in time, but here we are, two of the more interesting guys in this class, unfortunately not able to keep playing, but at the end of the day, Penn State still getting a lot of production and will continue to get a lot of production out of this class.
And then just offensively, you know about Ricky Slade. We haven't seen much yet from Justin Shorter, but certainly – He can be a really, really explosive player. He's a guy who could maybe lead the team in receiving next year. He's that good. Rashid Walker, a high upside tackle. That's one of the ways that Nana Asidu, losing him doesn't impact 2018, no. doesn't impact 2019, but it kind of disrupts the way that they're trying to recruit that position. Instead of getting two pretty electric athletes at the offensive tackle spots in one class, you get the one and you're still continuing to build for the future. Good question. I like tying in the recruiting to actual football.
Right.
You know, so if I were picking, that would be one of my higher end questions for the day. But I'm not picking. Greg is. Brian from Miami. Any chance Penn State and James Franklin can lure Larry Johnson back to Penn State now that Urban Meyer is leaving Ohio State? Any position Penn State could offer him? I think he could help Penn State get the studs that they need at defensive tackle to win against the big boys.
Yeah, that's a good question. Wow. At this point in time, I mean, first of all, let's just go back to sort of the broad overview, which is that Urban Meyer leaving, I don't think impacts Penn State or Ohio State a ton initially. I think most of those changes will take place down the road if and when Ryan Day cannot sustain what Urban Meyer has built. The other part of that question, I may be taking some creative license answering this, but the other part of that question about the big guys up front, I mean, somebody asked last week about when will Penn State's like national title, something to the effect of like when will Penn State's national title window arrive or something like that. And I mean, I think the answer is until you can win in the trenches against Ohio State and Michigan and win the game overall at Michigan and Ohio State. That's the only time you're ever going to reach that point. So we'll see if Penn State can get closer. They've gotten a little bit better when it comes to guys in the trenches, but think about it. Zach Harrison, the five-star defensive end. Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State. Penn State appears to be on the outside looking in. Doug Nestor, offensive lineman, four-star tackle, committed to Ohio State. Visits Penn State with some uncertainty now with the Buckeyes, but will he flip? It doesn't really feel all that likely. So I don't know. Time will tell how everything plays out.
The elite programs in college football are not just getting good players in the trenches. They're getting freak shows. And as well as Penn State has recruited, they just haven't had freak shows there, especially right. at the defensive tackle spots. Their recruiting is certainly trending up. And just my take is that I cannot imagine a scenario where Larry Johnson ends up back at Penn State. But the point is taken that maybe a little bit of help to push him over the top in terms of recruiting would be a good thing.
Right.
This is Ask Greg here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by tailgatewine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that Penn State fan in your life, could be the holiday season, could be sometime later, a birthday, anniversary, you have to check out tailgatewine.com. And the blue and white wine gift box, they also have some wine and barbecue packages with sauces and rubs. Check it all out at tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. Ryan from East Berlin asking, what are the odds that Penn State gets both Brian Bressy and Julian Fleming in the 2020 class? He can't help but smell a national title with Sean Clifford at quarterback, Devin Ford, Ricky Slade, Justin Shorter, Julian Fleming, you know, all those guys, all the recruiting. It could come to a head in 2020, at least if Ryan is right here.
Yeah, so Penn State's chances to get both of them, I would say, are good at this point. Not great, because both of them have a number of options that they're going to entertain and check out over the next 2 years.
If you have two five-star targets, your expectations have to drift to 50% being a realistic best-case scenario.
Agreed. Yeah, you have to hope that you can definitely get – you have to get the one in Pennsylvania. Cannot lose five-star recruits in Pennsylvania.
He's been on campus a billion times.
Yeah.
He has
spent more time at Penn State than we have here, I think.
Yeah, which is really saying something. But you know, honestly, you just see again and again and again with the visits, and to me, and he's a kid. He's got to do his own thing. He's got to sort out his own stuff. And I know it's a big life decision he's about to make, but it's like, boy, if you don't know it's Penn State by now, then it's not Penn State. And I do think it is Penn State, but it just keeps going on and on and on. Anyway, go ahead.
It's a fair question. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that we're back. They should expect to get at least one. I think they have a chance to get both, but it's certainly not a guarantee.
They're firmly in the mix for both. To get to get Brian Bressy and Julian Fleming would be to really get off to a start in 2020 where that class has a chance to exceed what the 2018 class was at the time in terms of national ranking. Mike has a similar, you know, a question about Brian Bressy. With the difficulty Penn State has landing five-star defensive tackles, if they get Brian Bressy to commit, do you think they move him inside a defensive tackle? He is right now 6'5", 290-ish.
Last I saw him, I didn't have that anticipation that he would move inside, but who knows, man? You get a guy like that in front of Dwight Gault and his strength staff, and who knows what your end product is going to be. So I wouldn't rule it out at all. But he carries that 295 really, really well. I think you could just do about whatever. I think you can do just about whatever you want with that kid.
I think, and this is just my amateur opinion, I do think that his skill set lends itself better to be an explosive, penetrating defensive tackle who, you know, it's hard to imagine a kid arriving on campus at 290 and you trying to work him to stay the same or to even get lighter. I think he has such extraordinary quickness already at 290. You take that and run with him, run with it, make him a 305, long, quick, athletic, strong nightmare.
Right.
Make him that penetrating defensive tackle. That's my anticipation for where he ends up. You can't really go wrong with him. That's the thing. If you line him up and it's his job to get in the backfield, it doesn't matter where he's going to line up. He's going to get there. So that's a fair question. Another question from Brian from Florida. You have to keep this in mind as you're figuring out who's getting a bottle
of wine. That's right.
It says, assuming Miles Sanders leaves for the NFL draft, do you think Penn State will be in trouble at running back in 2019? Penn State will be relying on Ricky Slay, Journey Brown, and incoming freshman Devin Ford. Some of them are still unproven commodities. You could say all of them are unproven commodities, but it's worth saying that Penn State is in the market for a second running back and is the favorite to get Noah Kane. So how much trouble it is all relative, especially when, you know, already two of those five guys are high four-star or five-star players.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think trouble is the word I would use. Obviously, when you're going from this is saying if Miles Sanders leaves. If Miles Sanders leaves, anytime you're going from an NFL-level player, which is what Saquon Barkley, of course, was and is, and what Miles Sanders would be and could be, then you have a little bit of concern. There's no question. But you don't keep recruiting four- and five-star guys because you think they're not going to be any good when you put them out on the field. So I would expect Penn State to maybe have an initial drop-off just a tiny bit, but they should be fine overall.
And really, this is a position where you can make an impact as a freshman. You can make an impact. It's such an instinctive position, and these guys are really good. I think running back is going to be the least of Penn State's concerns. I do happen to believe that Miles Sanders is as good as gone because there's not a whole lot left for him to prove. But I also think that Ricky Slade's ready. Devin Ford is a tremendous compliment to Ricky Slade. Yep. I don't think trouble is the word I would choose there. Who had the best question today, Greg?
I'm going to go with the guy who asked about the 2018 class moving forward.
I love it. John from Ohio. There you go. Stay tuned, John. We'll be in touch about a bottle of tailgate wine. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.